Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast, connecting the AI Ireland community one podcast at a time. Our podcast offers a friendly conversation with researchers, data scientists, and business leaders sharing their work within AI on the island of Ireland. Hello, welcome to the AI Ireland podcast. I'm your host, Mark Kelly, founder of AI Ireland. In today's show, we're speaking with Wynton Moore, data science team lead at Tree. Wynton, it's great to have you on the show today.
Hi, Mark, and thanks for having me on the show.
Before we jump straight into the topics of the podcast, can you tell us a little bit about you?
I'm originally from New Zealand. I studied physics at university and completed the PhD in the States. I returned to New Zealand and transitioned into industry there, working for a data science consultancy in Wellington, and found that I really enjoyed the variety of applications that we got to do through that work and the interaction with our clients particularly and making a difference to them. And it really surprised me how much people appreciate getting useful insights from data. Then in 2018, I moved to Dublin to follow my interest in Irish traditional music. I play the Uilleann pipes, and I joined Three in Dublin as a data scientist. Three is Ireland's biggest carrier of mobile data, and they've been investing very strongly in data and analytics. They now have a dedicated data function, which hosts a number of capabilities, including a growing analytics team. There are two team leads, Hani Noir and myself, and we also have a lead developer, John McGowan, and our analytics manager, Deirdre Dempsey, and a whole team of very talented data scientists and data analysts. So that's just a bit of background on myself. How I came to be living here in Ireland and working at Three.
Wynton, thank you for that. It's a fascinating story, and I'd love to actually follow up a little bit more about the pipes, but maybe we can have that on a different podcast. Tell us a little bit about some of the projects that you're working on at Three.
Okay. So a lot of the projects we're working on are focused on improving the customer experience throughout the customer lifetime. So that's after the point where the customer has already joined Three, they've been onboarded, and they're now in life. So you wouldn't be surprised that one of the main things we work on are propensity models for reducing churn and increasing upgrades. And those models follow a very kind of well-established life cycle. They begin with engagement with the base planners within Three, translating their requirements into a machine learning problem, which in this case would be classification problem. Then we would go into a phase of data exploration, data cleaning, building the training data set, and then training a number of propensity models against that data set and, you know, tuning their hyperparameters. A really important phase for us is the next phase, because it's understanding what are the most important predictive features and describing their relationship with the predicted behavior, be that a port out behavior or an upgrade behavior. And it's really important that we get that part right to make sure that our propensity models really have value for the business. And we would produce a number of other diagnostic measures, such as the precision and recall broken down by propensity decile, which is really useful for the business to build a business case for their outbound campaigns. And just to complete that life cycle, we would obviously review all of this with the base planners, you know, incorporate any feedback from them, because it is very much a two-way collaborative process. And then we need to put the model into production. Once it's finalized, it needs to be scheduled and it needs to be robust enough to run reliably. Those propensity models would be kind of a bread and butter traditionally, but we're now diversifying into more and more areas within the company and applying data science to different areas. Another piece that we would have worked a lot on would be segmentation. So an example of this would be Three's loyalty app, which is called Three Plus. So we support the 3Plus team who look after that app and all the offers that go into there and the base of customers who use that. And we want to understand which offers customers value the most. We want to help make the app more useful to customers and thereby increase its uptake as well. That's a couple of examples.
Yeah, Winton, they're really, really interesting, you know, and there's a lot to be gathered from those type of projects that you're working on. I'm guessing it's not necessarily straightforward to work on these problems because you probably have challenges such as dirty data, inaccessibility data, and there's always the concern about working on the wrong problem, which mightn't be as impactful as it could be. Can you tell me a little bit about how you overcome those challenges?
Yeah, it's really important that we get that piece right and that we get the initial engagement with the stakeholders right, and that we have a process in place for that, that we're always reviewing, which is our engagement model for making sure we get that piece right and making sure that we are working on the right problem and that it's really going to be of value to the business. Then, as you've said, we do face a lot of problems with dirty data, missing data, inconsistent data. There can be deterioration of data sources over time that impacts existing work that we've already done in the past. And then another challenge that I think every organization faces is collaboration and making sure that we're avoiding different parts of the company working in silos and working on very similar things and repeating work without collaborating. So that's one area where the data management function in 3, which I mentioned earlier, has really helped establish a foundation and increased awareness across the company, which helps us do things right. And it helps us engage across the company and apply analytics in a way that adds value across the company.
Winton, tell me a little bit about where the telecommunication industry is going, because there's so many possibilities. You've got IoT, 5G, you know, customers now expect more. There's so many different changes in terms of how people are using their phone and how they're interacting with it, how they're using the services. It'd be great to hear your thoughts on that.
That's absolutely right, Mark. I think 5G is going to be hugely important for the telecommunications industry, and of course it already is. 3 currently has Ireland's largest 5G network, and they're still growing their network. We've got coverage in 121 areas of the country, including every county within Ireland. And 3 is aiming to deliver the same 5G experience to rural as well as urban areas. So I think 5G is hugely important for the industry. We all know what it offers. It offers greater bandwidth, greater coverage, reduced latency. So I think that's a huge thing. Something that ties into that as well is IoT, as you mentioned, which offers extremely diverse applications and the ability to make use of a huge number of devices. On that, 3 actually did a really interesting proof of concept of an IoT project to help the community on Arranmore Island. So this was following on from 3's introduction of superfast broadband to Arranmore Island in 2019. So I worked on the analytics phase of this IoT proof of concept along with our lead developer, John McGowan. We partnered with the local community on Arranmore to prototype an end-to-end IoT solution which addressed some real needs in their community. So some of the applications were across weather reporting, where we introduced a weather station and a dashboard that delivers real-time weather updates, facilities monitoring, and also elder care. So we built an end-to-end solution there that ingests live data into a warehouse, it applies models and triggers, and it delivers dashboards and SMS notifications. So that was just a proof of concept, and we actually were very fortunate to get the first place in the Emerging Tech Award category at the Analytics Institute Awards 2020 for that. But that was just a proof of concept that demonstrates the potential of IoT. And I think we'll see a lot more of that in future.
it's great to see how you can take those problems and actually come up with some POCs to see what can actually be possible as well. And they're actually making an impact to people's lives. So it's really, really nice to see that too. Could you talk me through a little bit about your perspective of, you know, the vast amounts of data and trying to generate insights that are valuable to customers, and you know, the challenge that actually that involves in that, and how maybe utilizing 5G for the future, because there's so many opportunities that could bring.
That's right. I think the possibilities are endless, really. I think being able, as you've said, there's a huge amount of data there, and it's the challenge is to make sense of that. And I think that challenge begins with having a solid foundation. So going back again to the data management function within Three that was introduced a couple of years ago, that was really the goal of that, was to establish that foundation across three principles, really, which are data architecture. So that's making sure that we've got all the technical architecture in place to capture the data correctly. Data quality, so that's obviously making sure that the data sources are of the highest quality we possibly can, and that they're continuously improving. And then finally, data governance. So by addressing those three principles, we believe a foundation has been laid that will allow us to make the best use of that huge volume of data. As really anyone within our industry could tell you, if you don't have a solid foundation and the data collection and data quality, it's going to be very hard to make use of it.
Yeah, you really, really have to be able to collect that data and make sure it's clean data, because otherwise you're just wasting your time and what you're actually doing as well. My final question for you, Winton, where do you see the future of data science going?
That's a really interesting question, and I don't have all the answers to that by any means, but we'll just give you a couple of my thoughts. So within Three, I think there's going to be more and more diverse applications of data science across different areas of the company. For instance, our network, for instance, looking at sentiment, real-time analytics. Three has invested in a new data platform to enable real-time analytics and next best action to, again, improve the customer experience. IoT, which we've already touched on, I think is going to be really important in the future of data science. Then moving into some of the capabilities, I think the cloud is obviously going to have a big impact, and already is having a big impact in terms of agility and scalability of all our data science solutions. I think data visualization is going to be very important with those increasing volumes of data that you've mentioned, and the the diversity of applications. I think data visualization is going to be a really important aspect. And we have a current project within Three, which I'm very closely involved in, to introduce a new data visualization platform within the company. Another aspect of that, I think, is what I've heard called the democratization of data. So people in general are becoming more data literate, and that again ties in with the increase in the amount of data that's available these days. And I guess finally, just one thought I would add is in the wider industry, I think there will be increased use of automated data analysis or data science in a box type approaches. And I think it's really important to make sure these are applied in the correct way and not applied blindly, to make sure that there's an understanding of what is underlying those techniques. They can be very convenient and allow for increased productivity, increased access to data science, but it's very important to maintain that quality and ensure that we are using those in the correct way.
Thank you very much, Winton. I really, really appreciate your insights today. You've been listening to the AI in Ireland podcast. Our host today has been Mark Kelly, founder of AI Ireland. In today's show, we've been speaking with Winton Moore, data science team lead at Tree. And Winton has been sharing some of the projects that are happening at Tree, some recent case studies, and how to overcome some of the challenges to make sure that you install successful data science adoption. Thank you for your time today, Winton.
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate you having me.
Links to everything we spoke about will be on the website. You can follow the AI Ireland podcast on www.aiawards.ie/podcast, where you'll find additional guests from academia and industry across multiple domains. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the conversation today. If you have a show suggestion, send us an email to mark@aiawards.ie. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, or review us at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest information about AI in Ireland, check out www.aiawards.ie. Until next time, take care.